Yo, Black, it's time.
Word,
it's time, it's time, man. One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, 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 warm it.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that lean back is sober, killer.
I get it.
Peace. Y'all know what time it is, Van City. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, all aka Hard Body Dreams.
And Mr. G-U-L-T-Y, Black Brilliance Luminating, another conscious knowledge.
And we got my man's DJ Digital on the decks.
What's going on?
And people, you are now tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
Blah, 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 blah.
We just want to give you, I want to say a content warning for anything that hits you right in between your mental eye. Stimulate your mind, baby. As well as, yo, Guilty Man, what's the number for the studio so these peoples could call in and talk with us?
That's 778-782-2573. One more time, we're going to break it down. 778-782-2573.
Word is born, and that's for all of y'all that want to continue on. We can have a conversation, man. We got some hot topics that we're going to discuss today. And, I mean, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah, especially some people woke up today not so happy. You know what I'm saying? Not so happy.
And why is that, my brother?
And other people woke up today ecstatic, you know? Because there was an election last night and yesterday. And it seems like Return of the Mac is back.
Return of the Mac. Oh, no.
Yeah, so, it seemed like the American people voted for Mr. Trump here.
Okay.
And Carmella, you know, she had a good push here, you know. Some people saying she didn't have enough time, and other people are saying, you know, maybe they should have selected, had a selection process instead of just appointing somebody, right? Mm. Every time, you know, somebody loses, there's always going to be that, right?
Mm. Sore losers, man.
I mean, right, there's winners and losers, right? And We just hope the process was all legit, and it is what it is. Mm. And just got to move on forward here, right?
I mean, you know, it's interesting, man. Politics are very interesting, you know, because essentially we are electing these people to, you know, make changes within our communities, you know, states, province, nationwide, right? It's always interesting, man, to see, like, the oppositions, right, go at it. You know what I mean? And the type of tactics that they use. I've seen quite a bit of tactics used in this election.
This one here? There's conspiracy theories. I mean, 2020 was just absolutely insane. I mean, I've been down and involved in politics since I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like, really been into it, mm-hmm. right? Since the early 80s, mm-hmm. right? My old butt, right? And I've never seen anything like I seen in 2020. It was absolutely mayhem, madness, chaos, right? This seems so tame to be honest with you, this, like, I mean, obviously, if you're involved, you're involved, but it seems so much tamer than 2020, right? Yeah, this is the outcome, you know. I guess Mr. Trump, you know, hit the pavement, right? He hit the pavement, and he had a couple assassination attempts and stuff like that. And it's just crazy, man, how it just swings. But the pendulum just goes one way and back. You know, we don't even have time to is there really time to make change in 4 years? You know, by the time the change is coming, we got a new regime, right? And it's just like, it's like a cycle, you know. So let's see what this next four holds for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, and to add on to that, right, it, you know, each presidency has to take on the last presidency's, you know, clean up whatever's going on, right? It seems to be that cycle that you're talking about. At least that's what I've observed, right, is that these, you know, these Trump had to clean up what Obama did, you know what I'm saying? Biden had to clean up what Trump did, you know, depending on your perspective, right? And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, like you said, are probably real ecstatic about Trump winning. Some probably not, you know. And at the end of the day, I always say, don't look at the politicians to make change. Make change in your own communities. You know what I'm saying? Make change in your families. You know what I'm saying? Be the change, right? Things don't have to necessarily change on a global level for you to make change in your own life and to be able to affect your community in a positive way, you know. Deal inequality, right? It's today's mathematics, right? Is equality. Inequality is to share, you know what I mean? So share the knowledge, you know what I mean? Elevate people around you, you know, share love, right? Because love is the highest form of understanding, man. Like, love is, you know, I mean, some say love gets you killed, right? But also, you know what I mean? Like, true love it doesn't deal with that, you know what I mean? Don't deal with that negative stuff, right? It's all about the positivity, right? So how I see it is, like, look, man, things are going to happen that are in your power, and there's going to be things that happen that are outside of you, you know, that you can't deal with. So I would say, as a person in the community which I live in, you know, I strive, you know, to better my community, you know what I'm saying? I strive to build on positivity. I strive to teach brothers. You know, it's like, I'm not looking for nobody at you know, in a political cabinet to make the changes. You know what I mean? Like, look, we could go there, but we ain't gonna go there right now. You know what I'm saying? So
change starts at home. Change starts in the mind. You know,
absolutely.
That's where it starts. You know, and from there,
change starts with yourself.
Yeah, it's in the mind, right? At home, right?
You have to
nurture your nest, right?
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's what we have to do, people. You know, and we all have to band together here because, you know, what I see for the future here, some people are loving it, right? But I don't think everybody's going to have a robot, right? You know, and
Neuralink.
Yeah, and Mr. Trump's in bed with Mr. Elon Musk, right? And
allegedly.
Well, yeah,
allegedly,
like, let's not, yeah, the word in bed now, really, like, there's a whole new meaning to the word in bed.
Yeah,
you know, but maybe the wrong choice of words,
you know,
but
yeah.
Yeah, you know, they were talking about making him part of his team and stuff like that, right? And I'm just like, wow, you know, the power of the almighty dollar.
I mean, that's an interesting, you know, neuroscience is very interesting, you know, with the claims that get made around certain things. You know, I definitely started to do some studying around it. And it's interesting, right? Because you have the cell right there where it's like, okay, for somebody who's blind, right, they can implant this chip, but they have to actually, you know, drill a hole through a certain layer of your brain. And I mean, that right there alone can just go wrong. And I mean, the you know, they talk about infections, right? Infections in the brain. But the thing about it is that they haven't been able to with this technology, because it's still going through the trials of, you know, they're doing it with monkeys, right? And I find that interesting how they use, like, monkeys and animals before they go on to human trials. Because animals and humans are two different species, and what may happen in their minds may not happen in our minds, you know what I'm saying? So, or their bodies in our bodies, right? So it's
interesting. But they're going on the whole mammal thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
I hear you.
So right now, you know, the electrodes that they send, you know, they help with the neurons to basically allow somebody to visualize an image that can be placed in this chip. But it's black and white. Like, you won't be able to see color. And then they're talking about how you're going to have to get upgrades and stuff like that. So, you know, this kind of stuff is the things that you've been seeing in movies since the 80s, right?
Terminator, all that stuff, right?
You know, definitely I would suggest, you know, definitely do the knowledge, right? Before you think about being any kind of guinea pig for this stuff or just, you know, think that that's going to help you because you may not know actually what you're getting yourself into. And with that, I want to say peace and let's get it rocking with the
first
one.
Let's get to this, baby.
Let's go.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Yeah.
Rough Riders.
I'm talking
don't
about
get it
right
twisted,
here.
Y'all.
Recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah. Recognize.
Rough Riders.
Yo.
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Now I know y'all couldn't wait to hear Kiss over premiere. Kill you on tape, then watch it over a beer. Cause you ain't nothing but a movie with expensive footage. That's the reason they gon' leave you with expensive bullets. Ain't none of y'all better than Lox. Have all of y'all dressed up in a suit, dead in a box. Me and my niggas get redder than Fox. Now I don't care if I love you, I still want head in the drop. Just running around talking that Y2K. Crackheads is still gon' want that grape. That's why I'ma always cop the yay quick. So I suggest all of y'all stay off J. Too hard for MTV, not black enough for BET. Just let me be, give me all my royalty money and let me read. And I'ma have O's for six, a half for three.
Recognize. Rough Riders, don't get it twisted, y'all.
In your mom's place, so like Point Break with a mask on with the president's face. Clear my space when Big Sheet crashed the boards. Y'all ain't just marks, y'all hallmark with all that soft writing. Might as well be in cars. You don't gamble with your life when I launch these torpedoes that'll shoot the crap out you. The Foxwood casinos, just me and my Gambinos. Drunk, went to town parking lot, DVD in the truck. I've been drunk most of my life, don't ask me why. Through ninth grade, I ain't go to high school, I went to school high. And I don't care what y'all got, that don't excite me. I'm black and deadly and my burner just like me. And I'm quick to stick one of y'all on tour at the Sheridan. See what's yours can be mine without inheriting. Give up your chains and them little diamonds in your ear. Is it worth your family crying and the doctor yelling clear? Huh?
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Knew heaven had a ghetto that was sweeter than here. You know the peer pack his bag and just leave next year. But I got a son to raise, so I'ma stay in this hell. And I got a gun to blaze if you play with the L. Dot O, dot X, dot at the end. We the that's gonna leave with the pot at the end. Never too young to die or too old to live. Ain't it hard to bust your gun, go home and mold your kid? I'ma shame myself crack, but I'ma ride for the moment. Know the consequence, I'ma die with the omen. Two is better than one, it's three of the locks. Key in the pot, key in the drop, key to the top. Father, son, and Holy Ghost to rap. Three in the one, seeing the gun and using the dog.
Yeah.
One to six, coke in the five, weed in the four. The ice is for my but the heat is for y'all.
Recognize, recognize, recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Tell it's about my life, you know what I mean? It's been a crazy, crazy journey for me, you know what I mean?
I spend my days in a steel cage where brothers feel rage and get real with razor blades and ill ways. Oh, when my cell closed, my brain cells exposed and my panic cells to a part of hell froze. Inside of me was looking for a way out. Reality was telling me if I found a way out, I had to stay out. Plans I had to lay out in order to elevate from my identity, mentally accelerate. I seen a lot of men break down being an inmate. Now I realize I couldn't make the same mistakes. It was real being concealed in steel gates with brothers who feel hate against another race, which only indicates a snake mentality. These are my days of reality.
The streets is a dirty game.
My heart still roaming the streets.
The damn shame. The streets is a dirty game. But stay strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame. The streets is a dirty game.
My heart still roaming the streets. They still calling.
The damn shame. The streets is a dirty game. But stay strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame. The streets is a dirty game.
My heart still roaming the streets. Often I think of my people, the poor denied of freedom, a mirage disappearing before our eyes. We born to strive, not live as a court decides. Missing our children, we could feel it when our mamas cried. We was hustling, but with the jury find me guilty, they seen us struggling, doing what we had to do to ease the suffering. We know it's wrong, but so is having us freeze and let the stove is on. Wearing sneakers till our soul is gone. We constantly holding on, being broke and hoping our phone is on, only escaping when our favorite TV show is on. Shots ringing, echo in the air before the cops came. Kids was everywhere, and women crying. Niggas going to jail, another's eyes filled with tears as she nears. Realizing he's surviving, she exhales like Angela Bassett. I'm a poet among slums, crimes, and crack addicts.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game. But stay strapped, strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game.
My heart's still roaming the streets, they still calling.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game. But stay strapped, strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game.
My heart's still roaming the streets, streets.
I live a lonely existence. Lately I've become a mathematician as I divide my friends for phony as I confide in God. As for sins, may he forgive them. If you have dreams, they could be achieved, never give up. Look at me, once a convicted felon, once addicted to selling the substance which corrupted many men in my era. I stood in awe at the dope V's, drove by those caught in a coke gang. Some prosper, some locked up, some souls claimed. A mere team went in the shine, street so alive I felt the air breathe. Now older did I misplace time, I could remember as an inmate. In midday I stayed in the law library, some chose to live ways fine, as if they content with their time. They strip us at the visit, limit our education, ridicule us with modern enslavement. Even though I'm out of the cages, I'm the voice of the soul.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game, but stay strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game.
My heart still roaming the streets, they still calling.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game, but stay strapped, strapped, strapped
in the hood.
The damn shame, the streets is a dirty game.
My heart still roaming the streets, 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 the streets, streets.
Project after project, L's the architect, making projects connect. Hear 'em off the roof, uncouth with my youth in back of me, distracting me with a sack of G's. Flesh wounds from sharpest spoons under a gray moon, and competition gets vacuumed. Sipping Alizé in any alleyway. What's the drama for today? As we creep down the boulevard blocks, see my brothers nod from the knock in they box. Aroma of the all up in my face, step into the cipher, who wanna get laced? Boom bye, lick shot one. Heads bop, now my job's done. It's the 15th sh- from the clip. Those who thought I slipped, now you gotta catch a grip.
This is strictly for all you haters. You know who you are.
The funky
funky beat from my concrete meadow. It's the sound with the pound, getting down for the ghetto. I'm double platinum, that's my word, playing herb. L got the swerve. I'm undefeated with my fiendish dialect, snatching clips off my hip if your click's out of context. Back up, why the funk scope focus? Flipping tricks, a blend mix, a hocus pocus. Lyrical magic is the recipe to make the drama cease and bring it back to the east. My instincts to think of funk get you open off my beats when you creeping in the streets. My peeps get down for they crown, ghetto style. It crushing blocks, all these fake ass rappers is maintaining. You know it took that brother Cool J to start raining.
This is strictly for all you haters. You know who you are. This is strictly for all you haters. You know who you are.
Dropping bombs. Nothing calm, it's a storm. Player of the year, keep the funk flowing strong. Double L, one C, double O, one L, one C. The one and only, Grand Sire, refer to me as your majesty. Born and raised, I'm not your average MC. Flowing to the dome piece, to say the least. Got a jumper like Cochise, my clique's from the east. Guaranteed to succeed, indeed. Fulfilling every need in this hip-hop scene. Strapped to the rafter, packed like a master. Foul attitude, fast for laughter. Bone shattering, head splattering, teeth chattering, battling, I'm bad again. All she wrote, killer drama kid. Been years in this game's like a f***ing hip hop bid.
This is strictly for all you haters. All you haters. You know who you are. This is strictly for all you haters. All you haters. You know who you are.
Peace.
One order radio, 6 o'clock blitz, man. Playing nothing but the hottest hits, man. And we had to start that off with that. You remember that joint? Yo.
The locks, yeah.
The locks, baby. Recognize, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Then we had that Cormega, Dirty
man,
Game.
Always love that tune, man. It's always been a hot one for me, you know what I mean?
I mean, he was here earlier this year, too, man.
Yeah, I really like Cormega, man. You know what I mean?
Cormega, man. You know what I mean? Then you had that LL joint, Haters.
Haters. Gotta love that one, right? Ha ha.
There's haters in the building. Holla if you hear me.
If they ain't haters, you ain't doing it right. Let me just put it that way. You know what I mean?
That's what they say, man. That's what they say, man. I mean, shoot.
Everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to say.
Everybody got something
to
say.
Whole lot of chirping going on out here.
But no working going on out there. You know what I mean? Y'all be staying in the bleachers. You know what I mean? Y'all in the nosebleed section. Heckling, you know what I mean? Well, we just doing what we do, right?
That's what we do, man. We provide you, the people, the fans.
Come on. It's all about your self-style wisdom, you know what I mean? You know? Originality, right? And those last three songs, you know what I heard? Is that none of those brothers sound the same.
Hey! I love that, you know what I'm saying? I love that because, you know, if you don't rap in this matrix, you know, you're not classified as a rapper, right? People don't see you, you know? It's like, what happened to individuality?
Well, y'all can keep the title of a rapper. I'm an MC, you know what I'm saying?
MC, rapper, what, you know what I mean? It all goes hand in hand at times, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? These words have been so distorted now, you know? They've been just so distorted because they've been abused, you know? You got game shows just making it look like a joke, you know? It's
people talking about?
Oh, man, we're not going to get into all that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to get people upset out here, but we know what we're talking about, right? How they, you know, they shaped it and stuff like that, right? You know, you're taking the art of singing and having somebody behind a damn mask and, oh, my God, oh man, I mean, people crazy. Like, yeah, people like that, but man, yo, I love the art, you know what I mean? I love the underground, I love the sound. Boom, boom, bap, boom, 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 bap, boom, 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 bap. It just gravitates to me, you know?
It's yeah. So magnetic, man.
It is.
It's so magnetic, man, kicking the snare.
It's so funny, that's so. It's a group back in the day, Ultra Magnetic MC, and this is the break. This is the break they use right here. This is the break.
Shout out to
DJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, man. I mean,
two brothers in check, San Francisco, Harvey. That's some old school stuff, man. You know,
Look, bro. Like, you know, that's why it was the golden era, man. It was so magnetic, right?
It was, man.
So magnetic, you know, and. So fresh, so new, you know what I mean? Something that the world ain't never heard before, you know?
That is true, man. That is true. You know, it was a good time, man. You know, musically, I love the 80s. You know, a lot of people, they don't like the 80s, right? They don't like the digital era there, you know? But, I mean, Herbie set it off, you know, late 70s and stuff like that. And, I mean... You know, where it came from after that, man, is just like, whoa, you know, from Rocket to what we got now, you know, and vibes and stuff. But, yo, man, I want to throw Audible, man. I want to throw Audible out here tonight. I want to throw Audible, you know. We gonna touch on a topic that, you know, I see a lot of people are getting affected by right now. And it's called relationships.
What?
Yes, my brother, relationships. And we're not just talking about relationships just between a man and a woman or a man and a man or a woman and a woman. We're talking about all types of relationships here. Even down to your dog, you have a relationship with, you know what I mean? I know you've been waiting for this one, Hardbody.
Oh man,
Mr. Digital.
Where you wanna travel with this one here, man?
Well, this one, there's been a lot of devastation out here, right? After COVID and stuff like that, you know, statistics are like. During COVID too. I mean, that's where it all kicked off, you know. You know, a lot of people probably, you know, in a house and abuse and all that type of stuff. And, you know, because people are always out. They never had time to actually be with each other, you know. And during COVID, they actually had to be with each other, right? And they had to find out, you know. I remember meeting this lady at a hotel one day, and she was saying, you know, well, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Just passing by. Let's make that on the record. I was passing by, and she chose to say something to me.
Shout out to Farside.
And she said, you know what? This time that I've been home, it has allowed me to really look into my life. And I said, what? And she said, yes, look into my life. And some of the things I seen, I just didn't like. And, you know, I don't have much of life left, so I'm going to make some changes and do some things. And I was like, you go on, girl. You do that, you know? And that's great, you know? COVID allowed a lot of people to really look inside and see some things and make some changes within their life. And, you know, a lot of relationships got torn, right? Money wasn't the same. And, you know, divorce rate, I think it has gone up since COVID and stuff like that. And, you know, I got a lot of buddies who got buddies who, you know, they're not together anymore, and divorce and the kids and, you know, splitting up the house and all this stuff. So,
splitting up the family.
Yeah, the family, more than just the house, right? Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you know, the family most definitely. And, you know, this, you know, these kids are growing with mama, and this kid may go with daddy, and, you know, long-term effects there sometimes, right? And, you know, just hope everyone gets through it well. And yourself, what would you like to touch on? Relationships, Audible, Omaha.
I think that's come on, man. Wildin' today, 50 Black wildin' today.
Yo,
man. I mean, here's the thing, right? I think that if money split the relationship up, then the relationship wasn't already worth its bond.
Was it real from the jump?
It wasn't worth its bond.
Was it real from the jump?
And I think that if See, from some of the stuff that I've seen about, you know, the whole relationships during COVID, yeah, you're right. People had to be with each other 24/7, you know what I'm saying?